This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. House of Representatives speaker has been ousted for the first time in American history, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was a stunning scene on the House floor.
The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Kevin McCarthy losing the gavel on a 216-210 vote. It was just the second time the House had ever voted to consider ousting a speaker, coming after McCarthy worked with Democrats over the weekend to avert a government shutdown, a decision he backed earlier in the day.
If I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
And he did, with chief GOP critic Matt Gaetz leading hardliners in challenging McCarthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A New York judge has imposed a limited gag order with a stern warning after former U.S. President Donald Trump disparaged a key court staffer during his civil business fraud trial. Judge Arthur Engoron issued the order Tuesday. The order pertaining to all court staff came after Trump recirculated a social media post assailing Engoron's principal law clerk. At least 21 people died on Tuesday after a city bus carrying tourists to a campground crashed off an overpass near Venice in northern Italy and caught fire, the city's prefect said. The bus veered off the road and fell close to railway lines in a district which is connected to Venice by bridge. The cause of the accident is unclear. Officials said the vehicle fell 30 meters onto electricity lines and caught fire at around 7:45 p.m. local time. The head of the local firefighters said the victims so far identified were Ukrainian tourists. This is VOA News. A 14-year-old has been arrested in Thailand after a deadly shooting at a luxury mall in Bangkok on Tuesday, killing two foreigners and wounding five people. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reports.
Police said that staff at the mall had received training in dealing with active shooters. The mall said it had evacuated shoppers and staff immediately, stressing safety was of the utmost importance. Gun violence and gun ownership are not uncommon in Thailand. A former police officer killed 35 people, including 22 children, at a nursery last year. In 2020, a soldier shot and killed at least 29 people in a rampage spanning four locations.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. The U.S. is announcing a series of indictments and sanctions against 14 people and 14 firms across China and Canada related to the importing of fentanyl into the United States. It's one of the biggest actions President Joe Biden's administration has taken against the trafficking of the deadly drug. Leaders from the Treasury, Justice, and Homeland Security Departments, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service gathered at Justice Department headquarters Tuesday afternoon to outline the administration's latest action against what it calls a major China-based syndicate that sold chemicals to American drug dealers and Mexico-based cartels. Kenya's president on Tuesday welcomed the UN Security Council's resolution to send a Kenya-led multinational armed force to Haiti to help combat violent gangs. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
President William Ruto's remarks came hours after Monday's vote at the United Nations, marking the first time in almost 20 years that a force would be deployed to the troubled Caribbean nation, where gang violence has escalated dramatically with killings, kidnappings, and rape.
I am delighted that today the Security Council has directly answered this call with UN Security Resolution 2699 of 2023.
The resolution drafted by the United States and Ecuador authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
More than 60 Jamaican primary school kids were hospitalized after eating potent rainbow-colored cannabis candy. The Caribbean country's education minister said on social media platform X, causing them to vomit and hallucinate. Late on Monday, she shared an image she said had been reported to her ministry showing a colorful packet of full-throttle rainbow sour belts, each containing 100 milligrams of THC, considered a strong dose for experienced adults. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.